another deadly day in Iraq. At least 16 people lose their lives in terrorist car bombings and gun attacks. In the deadliest incident, a bomber detonated a car rigged with explosives at a police checkpoint in the Suwayra area south of the capital, Baghdad. At least 13 people were killed and 35 others were injured. Another car bombing targeted a checkpoint in Baghdad's Madayin district, killing at least 2 people. Gunmen also shot dead 1 person in the city of Latifiyah, located in the south of the capital. A surge in bloodshed across Iraq has left more than 2,700 people dead so far this year. Let's get more now from Serena Shim, our correspondent with us live from Baghdad. Serena, you were telling us just yesterday how the number of these bomb attacks has been increasing as the date for elections nears in Iraq. Is this instability affecting the public opinion concerning the elections? Do they feel insecure?
Well, as devastating as it sounds, it seems that the people were basically prepared for these incidents to take place and for an amp up in the bloodshed, because we had been to the streets of Baghdad, a lot of times previously before we even got really in the run up to the elections. And people had said that as the elections draw closer, that the attacks are probably going to get more severe. And if you notice, we're seeing a lot more attacks actually happening in the capital, Baghdad. And what we have heard, what we had been hearing from politicians as well as political analysts alike from the beginning, that due to the Al-Qaeda-linked ISIL's losses in the Anbar province, they've been fighting the military there since late last year, due to their losses, that they were going to try and make attempts to get into the capital, essentially saying that if they make it to the capital and they're able to undermine the government here or the security apparatuses on the ground here, that they're basically able to destabilize the country. Now, the security sources were quite frank with us. We talked to one general brigadier in the army who said that, quite frankly, we are not going to be able to stop every single car bomb that tries to get through or every single suicide bomber that tries to get through. And the peculiar thing is that you find people still saying that they want to go to the polls. And it's obvious that this has all been an attempt to undermine the government and undermine the elections. We know that leaflets were handed out in the Anbar province, where a lot of the fighting was taking place, saying don't go to the polls. And we've also seen a lot of fingers being pointed on across the political table. Now, we had the parliament speaker Osama Najafi essentially blaming the Iraqi government, led by the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, blaming them for all of the chaos that's taking place. Now, we also heard from the Prime Minister in a recent interview, the Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who blamed Saudi Arabia and who blamed Qatar and said that without their funding and without them basically sending in insurgents, that they're not going to be able to stop the security situation. And this is a little bit different, because previously we had heard the Prime Minister saying that he blames treacherous and diabolical Arab states. But for him to come out now in a recent interview and say that he blames Qatar and Saudi Arabia, especially in the run-up to the elections. Now, another thing that I'd like to point out, another fact that I mentioned yesterday, was the amp up in their high-level operations, them targeting the oil sector, them targeting the water from the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. Now, they've taken it to a completely different level. Now, as you know, there was an attack on a university yesterday, injuring and killing several people in a university in Baghdad. And now, at the same time, we're hearing that the schools in Fallujah, now in the Anbar province, there's basically 2 cities where the fighting has been taking place. That's the Ramadi and that's Fallujah. And Fallujah has been the scene of basically the worst clashes. Some of the 400,000 refugees that left are from Fallujah, not necessarily Ramadi. And we're hearing that the schools in Fallujah have been shut down. So what's basically happening now is this ISIL and these Al-Qaeda terror groups are depriving children of their basic right to education. So yes, we don't know when those schools will be reopened. And even yesterday, when the suicide bomber attacked the college, most of the schools in Baghdad were shut down and children were sent home. And even taking it up a little bit further, people are saying we're worried to send our children to school. So we're seeing it on all different sides, whether it's bomb attacks and now the amping up of, targeting the water sector and the oil sector, and now the universities. And as the days get closer, we have less than 10 days left until the elections. There, it's really no telling what more is likely to happen. But everybody that you speak to says that they're going to vote. But at the same time, people are quite confident that the situation is just going to become more dire.
Thank you very much, Serena Shim in Baghdad, for us.